Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning. It's a festive holiday Wine Wednesday, and a big thanks to our sponsors, Oliver's Markets, with four fabulous locations. There really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two great locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, today, we are shaking up Santa. Or maybe we're just giving Santa a little stir. I don't know. But I have been so looking forward to this show because a really great friend of mine, longtime friend, happens to be in the hood, which is extremely rare. And I asked him, hey, come on in early, you know, 7:30 in the morning for Wine Wednesday, and let's talk about holiday cocktails. And he said, absolutely. So I think he used a couple toothpicks this morning to, like, keep his eyelids open. but he is in fresh off of Santa's sleigh. It's H.
Hi, Zig. How are you?
I'm never better. Are you kidding? You're in the studio? So H and I met, I don't even know how many years ago. I don't know. It was a long time.
Either.
More than 10, probably 15-ish,
yeah,
maybe longer, at a spirits competition. And I then went to his bar. He owns the oldest bar in San Francisco.
Second
oldest. And it was established in
1858.
Wow. I'm not even going to do that math. How many years is that?
It's 166 years.
Oh, my goodness. And every time I go there, I discover something new. Even though I love to go there for classic cocktails, like 9 out of 10 times I'll order my classic, like I'll get a Manhattan or an Old Fashioned or a Martini, you know. But then he always whips out something like, hey, you got to try this, or hey, you got to try that. My latest bender there is his frozen Irish coffees.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good.
I'm glad you like that.
Oh, dangerous. But one of the coolest things that I think we could talk about today for holiday cocktails is how easy it is to pre-batch cocktails if you're expecting some company over, or you know that you're going to have a long day or long week and you want to be able to come home and have your cocktails already ready to go in the refrigerator. And I think everybody kind of gets on this hurried, stressful pace during the holidays. Not me, because I've learned my lesson and I take time out so that I can enjoy things. But, you know, I'm just
saying.
You're professional. Well, yeah, you know, there's that. But how easy it is to make cocktails that you can make ahead of time, that you can pre-batch ahead of time. And there's nothing that looks more elegant, in my opinion, than a beautiful old vintage cocktail pitcher on a tray, on a table, when folks walk into your house and you've got little coupes and little old-fashioned glasses or whatever the style glass you need, and that beautiful vintage cocktail pitcher with a nice long stir in it, ready to just rock and roll.
Yeah, totally. That's, you know, those of us that do it that way, I think, for a long time, tend to be collectors and end up spending inordinate amounts of time in
money.
Antique shops,
yes,
buying
that's me.
Punch bowls and crystal. And
yeah, my latest
silver.
Punch bowl count is 12.
Yeah. I literally have been cleaning out a storage unit, just getting rid of stuff. I've actually met somebody the other day that I'm going to try to sell stuff to a store. Because I've got such a backlog of that stuff. I'm like, I'm not using all of this.
I know. But then you see something and you're fascinated and you're like, okay, yeah. I have to have that punch bowl. And I don't have one in that shape. Oh, I don't have one in that height. So then you start collecting. But I do have friends from time to time when they're refreshing their bar program or opening up a new bar. It's a great place for you to kind of sell through some of those treasures.
Because they're
looking for it. So I have to tell you, the inspiration for what I want to drink right now during the holiday season is two things. Number one, I went to Italy last month and I got to hang out with Matteo Luxardo, sixth generation Luxardo in Italy, and went to his distillery and discovered some treasures, some that I knew, some that I didn't know about. And he made me fall in love again with amaretto. And I don't know if it was just I was tasting it in Italy and all of a sudden it was like stars went off in my mind, you know? But then I'm like, oh, I want an amaretto sour, and how beautiful those look for the holidays. And then we were talking about a couple of other cocktails that you can pre-batch. But my kind of go-to and my savior, quite frankly, for the last couple of years, whether it's the holiday season or not, but especially now because everybody's thinking about entertaining, is Fresh Victor. So Fresh Victor is this incredibly gorgeous, fresh, fresh mixer that is like
refrigerated is the key.
And it's like, so you don't have to sit there for an hour and squeeze all your limes and squeeze all your lemons or process a, you know, pomegranate juice, which is a real pain in the patootie. And you guys make such a plethora of flavors at Fresh Victor. And it's like, it's local-ish. It's like out of San Francisco.
Yeah,
you know?
We're Bay Area-based, the company, yeah. And everything's made up in the like South Tahoe foothills.
And I'm just so in love with these. And I can get any number of your mixers, put them in the refrigerator, and every time I want something, I just pull it out, add the booze. It's like that easy. Really and there's is. No creepy ingredients in there. They're all like literally exactly what you would be using anyway, right?
Yep. It's just juice, organic sweeteners, and water.
Yeah.
Fresh, refrigerated. I always say if it's not refrigerated, it's not fresh. There's a lot of mixers out there that have they're shelf stable and they're excellent. There are many that are excellent and they're made with fresh ingredients.
Yeah, right. But then they have like a color that doesn't exist in nature. So there's that, you know,
sure.
And all their preservatives and stabilizers. Yeah. So there might have been something fresh in there originally, but then they're adding so much to it. And yeah. I'm organic girl, you know, that's me. Yeah. And I love Fresh Victor. So with the Amaretto Sour, which makes it really easy, is you guys have a sour mix,
yep.
Right, at Fresh
Lemon
Victor.
Sour, yep.
So you can just add, I do 3 ounces of the Amaretto and 2 ounces of the Lemon Sour from Fresh Victor. And then I like to add an egg white to that because I love that foaminess. I love the texture of it, and I think how pretty that looks. And then I sometimes add some, like, lemon-lime fizzy to it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Brighten it up a little.
Yeah, I like that. And so for that, for the holiday times, I like to take some fresh cranberries and put those on a little cocktail pick and then place it right on top. And it just looks really festive for the holidays.
And that recipe that you said you could swap out instead of fizzy water, or you could even use that, but you could put a Brut sparkling in there and put it in a punch bowl.
Oh, I like the boozy factor.
And
yes, I do.
Now you got an Amaretto punch.
I've been using a lot of the Breathless sparkling wines that are made in Healdsburg. Some of the ones that they make are so great in cocktails. So I love that idea.
Yeah.
And yes.
Do you ever, the way I like to make them is Morgenthaler style.
Oh, man, he's trouble. Well, let's not even go down that rabbit hole. Jeffrey is like, he's a cocktail legend, but I don't have enough time in the day to talk
about
all that.
Well, I mean, he's inspired me in many ways, but he puts in at least a bottled and bond level bourbon.
Of course he does.
And that really changes the drink and fortifying it, giving that real structural backbone of a good, strong bourbon with all those complementing warm baking spice, vanilla, caramel flavors. It just rounds out
the
Amaretto
Sour. I'm a bourbon babe, so I just love me some bourbon. But this helps to highlight the Luxardo Amaretto, I think.
Yeah.
Just simply, I would get complex about that and add some bourbon. Now, one of the other things that I've been doing is using your pomegranate mixer that I love so much and adding tequila to that. And you were telling me that you just came up with a great holiday cocktail using the Espolòn tequila and that mixer.
Yeah, I like to use an aged tequila, either Reposado or Añejo. And Espolòn is just one that I like for price, value.
Yeah, and quality. It's great quality.
And when you get into Añejos, they often price themselves out of what you feel you might want to put into a cocktail.
Correct.
People think of them more as sippers.
Right.
But that Espolòn one is a good value for that price that you'd be like, okay, I could use this in a cocktail.
So how would you make the cocktail?
Just like a margarita. I'd like, personally, for the Fresh Victor, I always say you either use 2-to-1 or 1-to-1. And so a 2-to-1 ratio of Fresh Victor to spirit would be like 3 ounces of our mixer to 1.5 ounces of whatever spirit, because 1.5 ounces is kind of a standard pour by most bar standards and most cocktail standards. But if you want to double out, I like 1-to-1, so 2 ounces to 2 ounces gives you a little bit more robust flavor of the spirit.
Got it. So the pomegranate prickly pear.
And then an aged tequila, and I like a dash or two of Angostura bitters in there, and then I garnish it with a little head of top of a mint sprig,
okay.
And a couple of pomegranate arils on the side, and it looks like mistletoe.
Oh, it does look like mistletoe.
You could even dash it with a
so
little
no orange liqueur
sugar.
Or anything like
no,
that in this cocktail.
We have all the sweeteners built in, organic cane sugar and organic agave nectar, and that's it. That's how we sweeten.
So, and then with that flavor mixture, it's pomegranate and the cactus, right?
Yeah, and there's a nice balancing flavor.
But the color is pretty. It's so holiday. holiday looking.
Yeah, the color's great, and it's such. I also like to use that as like a substitute for anything cranberry. So cranberry's very salas. It's basically because most cranberry juice that you buy is sweetened,
right? With high fructose corn syrup, which is nasty.
If you taste that, someone similar to what this is, and it's different.
Yeah.
But it's like an upgrade or modern upgrade to anything old in cranberry. It's now it's got these new vibrant antioxidant driven fruits.
So would you shake that cocktail?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think so.
It's like a margarita. I mean, I call it a Christmas margarita because it is. I hate, as an old bartender, the idea of reusing margarita for anything that's got tequila in it or like anything in an up glass is now a martini. It's not.
It's not.
All those things.
It is not. And I just went to this great seminar in the city that Camper English did about the history of the martini and what is actually a martini and what isn't. Just because you put something in a martini-shaped glass does not make it a martini, period, end of sentence.
Yeah.
You know, I have friends that go, I'm having an espresso martini, or, oh, I'm having a, you know, Fruit Loop martini, and, you know, and I'm like, no, that's
and
a cocktail.
And that's a difficult thing, though, you know? Is because, like, the espresso martini is the espresso martini, and now that's in the lexicon. You can't change that.
And it's super popular.
It goes against that rule.
It totally goes against it. And I don't want a Fruit Loop martini and all these others.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digressed. Yes. Anyway, so those are the two cocktails we talked about today. We're gussying up the Amaretto Sour by using fresh Victor and the Christmas Margarita that H just talked about. And if you want to email me, you've been driving and you didn't write down the recipes, I'm happy to send those to you. My email is ziggy@krsh.com. And as a little bit of a bonus, H has come up with a discount code. If you want to order some fresh Victor online and have it delivered to your doorstep, you can do that. The code is Ziggy, Z-I-G-G-Y, and you get a discount on your fresh Victor. And I also know that it is locally available at a lot of retailers here in Northern California, including Sonoma and Napa.
Yep, we are now, we just launched with 9 Bay Area Total Wines.
Excellent. We have a Total
Trader,
Wine here.
Molly Stone's, Whole Foods.
Yeah, so they're in grocery stores, but also in, fine liquor stores and stuff like that.
Yep.
So I'm just so excited. I love Fresh Victor. I love all the flavors, but I love you even more. H, thanks
too.
For coming in. I guess you're going to catch a flight home now. And
head back to Elixir for a little bit, clean up from our anniversary party this weekend, and then at the airport.
Oh, my goodness. Well, great to see you. And be sure to tune in to Wine Wednesday next Wednesday when I reveal this year's holiday wine picks. What is the best red, white, and sparkling wine under $17.99, the cheap and cheerful category? And what is the best red, white, and sparkling or champagne in the high-end category? Tune in to Wine Wednesday next Wednesday at 7:30 a.m. right here on the Morning Crush. And we're crushing it up. Thanks, H.
Thank you.